You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi, everybody. Another great guest, another great show lined up for you. But first, let me ask you a question. Would you like to attract more clients? And oh, I think I just heard this loud yes. So that's really exciting, because today's guest is Terry Marie, and she helps executives, authors, healers, consultants, business owners, coaches, entrepreneurs, and visionary leaders raise inner vibration mentally and emotionally with their ultimate angel dream team, enhance the law of attraction and their manifesting power so they can attract more clients who are ready and willing to pay their fees, transforming their dreams and goals into a reality. And of course, we have been blessed to have Terry on the show before. So on the show notes, which you'll find at ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES117, this is episode number 117, I will include a link so that you can go back and listen to Terry's previous show where she shared her brilliance with us. But on today's show, she's going to talk about how we can raise our vibration mentally, emotionally, so that we can raise our wealth frequency to enhance the law of attraction and our manifesting power so that we can attract more clients who are ready and willing to pay our fees. How to have 100% crystal clarity about our purpose, our dreams, and our goals, and also how to reframe our outdated mindsets and beliefs, clearing the past to transform your present possibilities. Love the sound of that. Welcome again to the show, Terry.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. It's always a pleasure and an honor to be sharing time with you and to share as much as we possibly can with all your amazing listeners.
Now, I think sometimes listening to other people share their stories is such an inspiration to what we're going through in our own lives and in our business. So I would love for you to take the opportunity to share something about some of the obstacles, maybe the biggest obstacle that you've had to overcome, maybe there was a risk that you took, and how this has influenced and changed you to where you are in your life and in your business today.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. I believe the biggest obstacle is believing that I'm worth. You know, worth is a relative feeling or a sense. And when you don't feel that you're worth very much, you don't have much self-confidence, and you certainly don't feel very empowered. And it all goes back to mindsets and belief systems that we were taught when we were children. Now, this is not about blaming anyone. It's about starting where we are and then moving forward. I certainly had my fair share of mindsets to reframe and then replace them with new empowering ones that support me and what I came here to do, which is to raise the vibration, the inner vibration, mentally and emotionally, of as many amazing men and women as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I did to be doing this. I had no idea that I'd be on any side of a webinar, teleseminar, or conference except e-learning. So this came as quite a surprise to me, as my angel dream team and my higher self kept leading and guiding me to doing this work. You know, there were so many things I really had to reframe and raise my own vibration about, Anne-Marie, that it's almost a challenge to figure out which one came first.
Mm-hmm.
Because in order to connect with your angels, your higher self, source, your spirit guides, whomever, you have to raise your vibration. And in order to raise your vibration, you have to improve or enhance your self-confidence and feel empowered, like you matter, that mm-hmm. you have value, that someone might even care what you have to say, that it might actually impact someone else's life. You know?
Yeah.
So there's a myriad of parts and pieces that kind of go together all at once. So even though you're shining one part of the diamond, one facet, you actually then touch each one. And so when you focus on a different area, you're shining that part, or, you know, clearing out the crud and the rubbish, but it still affects every place in your life. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you can separate one from the other, really.
Yeah. And I think we all can relate to what you were saying about the belief that we're worthy enough.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it certainly does. And I think that so many of us, when we do have strengths, we do have gifts that we've been blessed with, because, you know, sometimes these become so naturally to us that we discredit the brilliance and we discredit it. Or maybe we've heard something that someone said to us once, maybe a teacher, maybe a parent, inadvertently in through one of their comments, it really has impacted us to the point where we really don't believe that what we have to offer, what we have to say and share is really that worthy. And in fact, one of my guests just this morning, a couple of guests prior to speaking with you today, Terry, was saying that she heard a quote about, you know, our level of self-worth can often be reflected in who's showing up in our life and in our income and the clients and so forth. And it can really be an incredible, what's the word, like a flag, not that that's the word I want to use, but incredible beacon to say, hang on a minute, are you really, truly valuing our incredibleness, if there's such a word, to the level where we really can, as you're talking about, raising the vibration. Is that what you found too in yourself and also the work that you've done with your clients?
Yes, and there's another piece that I just recently discovered. It's also about resisting or offering non-resistance to what you don't want. So if people are showing up, you know, they may be amazing in one way or another, and yet they just, for whatever reason, can't, you know, and I put that in quotes, they can't because they don't have money, they can't because they don't believe in themselves, they can't because they can't possibly spend even $1 or $10,000 or anything in between that range on themselves because they don't feel worthy.
Yes.
So it's also a reflection, it is a reflection of where we've been, and sometimes where we are needs to kind of catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also about offering non-resistance. So, you know, no matter what we're doing and where we are, we're always going to be attracting those beautiful souls who, for whatever reason, keep themselves in the stuck pattern.
Yes, yes.
And so when we offer non-resistance, and this isn't about, you know, just being blown around by the wind or taken down the river in whatever life throws at us, but it's about going with the flow of energy. So if you're not resisting, I don't want those people, I don't want those people, I don't want those people, what are we focusing on?
Mm-hmm.
Those people.
Yes.
These beautiful souls who are showing up the best that they can.
Yes.
I used to be one. Hey, you know, the truth is the truth, right?
Yes, yeah. And it's so true, is that often we will go out and create that which we fear the most, or because we are concentrating, you put it so beautifully, I don't want to attract these people, don't want to attract these people. Guess what? We are attracting them because of the fact that we have put, yeah, so much emphasis and focus on that. So it's such a great reminder, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, you never know when one of these beautiful souls is going to have a breakthrough with all of the complimentary services, you know, the webinars, the teleseminars, the interviews that we give. You really don't know what kind of an impact that has. And so if you can give freely, and I'm certainly not saying that we shouldn't be paid. Everyone deserves to be paid and paid handsomely, everyone, for what they do. Everyone has a wonderful service, a gift. I love my accountant. Can I do my own books? Yes, but my accountant loves doing numbers. So why not pay her handsomely for something that she loves to do so that I can do what I need to do, which is one thing is here being here with you.
I love it. And right? It kind of is really this incredible, well, it can be a cycle, isn't it? And you're saying if we continue to really focus on what we don't want and the fact that we are attracting people who can't afford to pay our fees and so forth, and not step up and start showing that in our own lives, in our own business, it can be very difficult to expect others to do the same. So I'd love you to speak a little bit more about how we can raise that inner frequency, the wealth frequency, because it can be so difficult to do when all of this other stuff that we've just been talking about continues to show up in our lives and in our business.
There are two real simple ways that people most often roll their eyes at me. Even if I can't see them physically, I can feel it. You know, it's real simple and it's easy, and yet it's some of the things is like, oh my gosh, here we go again. Well, I don't like doing that. Okay, then don't do it and continue to do what you're doing and you're going to get the same results. Mm-hmm. You know, and the two simple things are a gratitude journal. When you are being grateful and you are in a state of appreciation, your attitude is one of gratitude. You can hardly be negative.
Yes.
So, you know, it's as simple as, and I hear people saying, well, I say it all the time. Nope, sorry, doesn't count. It's only a starter, because here's the thing. Your mind is always going round and round and round and round in circles, and it's the same voice you hear in your head that's the ego chitter-chatter that gets in the way. The gratitude journal you must write. Now, well, a lot of us are in the computer age, and that's fine. I handwrite mine every single morning. And it can take me anywhere between 10 and 20 minutes, depending upon what kind of zone I'm in. Mm-hmm. When you physically write it or physically type it, you're infusing your energy into the words, and your whole entire mind is occupied. So you don't have some other little tape running around in your head where you think, well, okay, I am grateful for, and then you get distracted. Oh, yeah, what was I doing? So if you will give yourself, I don't care if it's the beginning of the day or the end of the day, or if you do it on your lunch hour, if you do this, you will raise your vibration, because the more you are grateful, the more you are given to be grateful for.
Yes. Can I share just an example, Terry? I have to say just how incredibly powerful that process is. The other day, I'd had a couple of days where things just hadn't gone right. And I'm generally quite a positive person. And I thought, you know what, I am grabbing my journal and I'm going to write in it. So there were certain things that had worked well, but overall, you know, the result that I'd wanted hadn't been created. By the time I'd finished writing the list, and I always challenge myself, and it's a great challenge, five things, what am I grateful for? By the end of it, that heavy feeling had gone. It's like, well, you know what? I'm going to give myself a pat on the back. And off I went again. So for people who have just rolled their eyes, you need to roll them back towards the front and grab your gratitude journal and start writing, because it really is an incredible, powerful way. Because I went on through my day, because I did it in the morning and then I went on and I reminded myself, well, this worked really well, this worked really well. And I started to notice other little wins. And I don't think I would have noticed them had I continued to follow on in that kind of dark space, you know, and telling myself what I didn't work out well.
Yeah. And the reason, because you're so focused on what's not going right, what's not happening, mm-hmm. that you don't notice the other things. When you're in a negative space mentally and emotionally, that lowers your inner vibration, your energy.
Yes.
When you're in a lower vibration, those good things that are happening, they're at a higher vibration. So if on a scale of 1 to 10, you're at a 2 or 3 and something's at 4 or 5, you're going to miss it. You're just going to miss it unless you're really, really keen. And you know what? You're going to miss it.
Love it. Great
because
reminder.
Because you have to be, you cannot solve a problem at a level 2 or 3 when the answer's at 4 or 5. You've got to raise your vibration.
Yeah. So what's
the
second step?
The thing is meditation.
Meditation.
Meditation. Meditation, as horrible as people, you know, have a hard time with that, it's really not that much of a chore.
Mm-hmm.
Although I admit, when I first started years and years ago, I did not know what I was going to do with myself sitting still for 5 minutes and doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I have to be quiet. I have to sit still. 5 minutes, really? That's an eternity. Well, when I meditate now, it's 40 minutes.
Wow.
So 5 minutes is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple technique. You can, if you're in a place where you can light a candle, if not, look out a window or something like that for your physical eyes to focus on, and just pick a point, not to stare at, but just to focus your eyes and then soften your gaze. And so you pick a point to look at, whether it's a lighted candle or, you know, out the window or something. You play some soft music, you focus on your breath, your physical eyes are occupied, and you're focusing on your breath in and out slowly. That helps to quiet most of the ego chitter-chatter in your mind. And you know, you probably find this true for yourself, Anne-Marie, even after years of meditating, there are still some days where no matter what you do, there's always going to be some chatter.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, if you're doing your meditation in the same spot, your physical body does receive benefit because you build up an energy, like an energy vortex or an energy field, when you are in the same spot all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when your body gets there, even if the ego chitter chatter is not being quiet, you still receive some benefit. And the whole point of this is, and we may have shared this part before, but it's so true. If you're in a room where there is, let's say, a radio or some kind of stereo or television is on full blast and you can barely hear yourself think, and there's someone sitting right beside you or standing right beside you and they turn to speak to you, and even though they're right in your ear, you can't hear them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? If your thoughts, no matter whether they're positive or negative, and they're usually a mixture of two, if you're always in send mode or output, there's no room for input or receiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'm learning this myself, Terry. And
if you're willing to take some time and meditate even 5 minutes a day for 7 to 10 days and then increase it to 10 minutes, you will start to hear, see, sense, or feel, whichever is your primary intuitive gift or skill, to hearing, seeing, sensing, or feeling intuition or your gut feelings. And you will have more confidence because you'll be able to recognize them.
Yeah, love that. Terry, this is something that I am finding that really a huge learning curve for me, because the inner chatter for me was, you know, going on all the time. And someone mentioned something, and I can't remember who it was, but they said, you know what, and this is very similar to what you're saying as well, that often our higher power, whatever that is, spirit, God, you know, that higher power is there very close to us, but it often whispers the answers to us. So if we're too busy talking and chattering and carrying on and haven't quieted our minds, we can't hear that. So we need to learn that skill of quieting our minds so that we can hear the whisper, the voice, you know, from that higher power that will share the answer with us. And so I think that that's a beautiful exercise. Do you sometimes play music in the background, or do you find just a really quiet space, just no noise whatsoever, really helps?
I like to use guided meditations because if I go off, at least a guided meditation will bring me back in a reasonable amount of time. If I just play this real high frequency or high vibration music, I can go and leave for a couple hours. And, and while that's nice, I miss appointments if I do that.
Oh, so. Okay. Yes.
And here's a look, kind of like a little bonus tip about the meditation. When I was working a 9-to-5 job and I needed to leave the house at 6:30, and I would try to meditate when I got home, but you know, the truth is, I would be too tired or there'd been too much going on, so I often wouldn't do it. Was better for me, it still is, to do it in the morning. And when I was going to a job and needing to leave the house, I would set the kitchen timer, not in the same room as me, but that way I could totally let go and know I would be back in time to go out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And as unglamorous, as unsexy, as whatever that is, it works. You know, you can sit in the silence, you can, because you don't always have time to do a 20-minute guided meditation first thing in the morning. So just play some music and then set the timer for 5 or 10 minutes. And then when the timer goes off, you're done.
Yeah.
It kind of snaps you back, but at least you're not late to work.
Yes. Sitting there another. That's right. Well, where am I supposed to be? Yeah. Can certainly relate to that. So, all right. So share a little bit more around. Once we start doing this, we do our journaling, our gratitude journal, we learn the art of meditation, and we really can see that we're quieting down the chatter. And we do that to raise our inner well frequency. How is that going to help us grow our businesses?
Well, on the scale of 1 to 10, again, if you're focusing and you're in the area of let's just raise it up a little bit to 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And where you really want to be is you want to be earning mid 5 figures, or you want to break into 6 figures. Well, you have to be at a different level. So whatever you're doing, and wherever you are, what you've done has gotten you to where you are. So you need to be someone different. And I don't mean, changing your personality or your work ethic. Well, maybe your work ethic, I don't know. However, the same person who earns $55,000 a year, which is a good salary, privately or, on your own, mm-hmm. if you want to make $100,000, you need to show up differently. And you need to be able to grow into that and step into that. So there are different things that you can do to imagine that. And one is when you're being grateful and you're doing your meditation, you're raising your vibration so that you're no longer where you were, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
When you are able to hear, see, sense, or feel your guidance, that helps empower you. It helps you to believe in yourself. And some of that, well, who am I? Who's going to listen to me? I don't have any degrees. I haven't won any awards. Okay. Some of the most wealthy people didn't go to school, quote unquote. And there are lots of people, male and female, who earn an incredible amount of money every year who don't have 20 or 30 or even one award. And maybe they don't have any formal schooling or education, but they believed in themselves. And if they didn't in the beginning, then they start to. If you're always focusing on what's not happening, where you are not, what has happened in the past, you're looking backwards. You're not looking forward. If you are feeling more empowered and more confident about who you are and what you came here to do, you can start to map out and write out your own vision, dream of what you want to do, where you want to be. As you get in touch with that, and I mean really get in touch with, wow, I'm earning 6 figures, $150,000 this year. Now I can hire a virtual assistant, or I can give back to my local community. How empowering is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, but you can only attract. And I'm not saying you'd sit in a room and you do your meditation and you don't do any physical work. Is it possible? Yes, but that's usually when you're under a Bodhi tree on the mountain and there's no other humans around.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get real. You need to do your own physical work, like your marketing, your resumes, whatever it is you need to do to grow your business. But you also need, especially if you're on your spiritual path and you're aware of spiritual law, it's about blending both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not necessarily take hours and hours, as you're well aware. The spiritual knows no time, distance, reference. We're the ones who have the linear time constraints. And so we need to work within that, but you can also bend your reality, your current reality, to a new one.
Mm-hmm.
You can bend it and shape it. And part of it starts with raising your vibration. Mm-hmm. As, you know, boring as that sounds. you just pick a place and you start.
And as we mentioned before, Terry, when you do raise that vibration, you're actually a far better place positively. You know, that stronger, positive, happy emotion is a lighter feeling than the opposite. And how on earth can we continue to build a business, because we're attracting people who want to work with us, if we're sitting at that, what you would say, that lower vibration, which is at that, you know, woe is me, everything that always goes wrong happens to me kind of thing. It just doesn't work that way. So you also say that it really is important to let go of the past and reframe your mindset and your beliefs. I'd love you to share a little bit about that before we finish the call.
Certainly. Well, a very short story. When I was growing up and going to, I guess it was middle, what we'd call middle school now, mm-hmm. or even grade school, there was a canteen and there were some twist donuts or milk or something. You could get something for 10 cents, a dime. You know, this is aging myself, but there it is. you know, it was 10 cents to get a treat at break time. And what it appeared to me like was everybody in the whole school, that probably wasn't true, but it seemed like it, was in line for the canteen. And my sister and I didn't, we had a dime. And you could either get milk at lunch or you could get something at break. And my mom and dad weren't able to give us an extra dime even once a week or once a month. And I have to tell you, that message was, I was not worth 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine when you start to want to work and, you know, you get low-paying jobs because you don't believe that you're worth anything? And it was really an uphill struggle. It was a battle. It was a challenge. And I was just determined. And then at one point, I was earning $10 an hour, which was like, you know, that was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just keep repeating to myself, you know, whatever, I now earn double. I now earn double. I now mm-hmm. earn double. And when I was in the private sector, I now earned doubled affirmation to myself all the way up to $55,000 a year,
wow.
which was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, and before someone says, yeah, but you had a college degree. Well, I had an associate's degree in liberal arts. And I was in the intelligence field. So, you know, go figure. With an art background, that was not what was supposed to happen, quote unquote.
Yes.
So, you know, there are, if you really believe in yourself, and even if you don't believe in yourself very much, if you will start to raise your vibration, you will feel better. When you feel better, you attract better opportunities. When you attract better opportunities, guess what happens? You raise your vibration again. You feel more confident. You feel more empowered. You feel more worthy. You feel more deserving. And you can be better to yourself, which in turn does what?
Yes.
Raises your vibration.
Mm.
And guess what? We haven't really touched on your wealth frequency or your divine wealth frequency. But if you're at on a scale of 1 to 10, if you're at 2 or 3, your vibration for your income, for your financial wealth, your prosperity and abundance is not real high. As you raise your inner vibration mentally and emotionally, you also raise your prosperity, your wealth frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to work on just your wealth frequency, that's okay, because in order to get it higher, you have to raise your vibration.
Yeah.
They go hand in hand. You cannot do one without the other. At least not the way I understand how things work.
Yeah. And from the stories that you've shared, and thank you for sharing, you know, your personal stories, we really can see how important it is, and that, you know, what you did, letting go of those beliefs and reframing those mindsets, certainly has helped you. So what we'll do again, Terry, we'll put a link to the previous show, because I know that you shared some incredible information on that show as well. And it's just going to, this today's show is definitely going to help people take this information to a whole new level. If people want to learn more about you and access the material that you offer, how would they do that?
Thank you, Anne-Marie. It is angelladyinnerspirit.com. That's two L's. angelladyinnerspirit.com. There are free videos. There's always something I am doing, giving webinars 3 times a month, all complimentary ways to connect with me. You are welcome to become part of my newsletter or my email list. And every 2 weeks, there is a newsletter with some fabulous information. There's a blog on that site. So it's angelladyinnerspirit.com.
Love that. Fabulous. And we'll also put a link on the show notes. And the link to the show notes is ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES117. Terry, thank you so much once again for coming on the show. I always do love speaking with you. And today you've yet again shared your brilliance with everyone.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. It's always a pleasure. And as long as we can continue to help even one person see the light for themselves, then we're doing good.
Fantastic. Thank you. You've been listening to the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. Do you want to promote your business to tens of thousands of other ambitious entrepreneurs, both nationally and internationally? I invite you to reach out and learn more about our customized sponsorship packages by emailing beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com. That's beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com, and we'll send you out further details.